desire compares with you. Nothing I desire compares with you. Nothing we desire compares with you. Yeshua. Thank you for giving yourself to us, for loving us unconditionally, for making us in your image. Thank you for the promise of eternal life with you. Thank you for receiving our hearts tonight. Thank you, God, for music. Thank you for your presence. We love your presence. Thank you, God. Thank you. You alone are worthy of our praise, of our worship, of our adoration, of our love, of our lives. Thank you for meeting each one of us right where we are, Lord. Thank you for your kindness and your goodness.
all that. And His light reveals things, you know, when we're not even looking for it. It reveals things about Him, truth, and about me, and you know how much He loves us, even in the midst of our mistakes or our fears or anxiety or a good hair day, a bad hair day, you know, like really, it's just and I just felt to share, like just towards the end, I just was experiencing Him and experiencing me and Him, and you know, that thought about, I just got to share this. Oh, I'm thinking about myself or my troubles or my thoughts. Like, wait, I'm not focused on you. Wait, but I am. But then I'm like, He's like, you know, like, this is where we're at right now. Kind of like, you know, His Papa heart. He's like, He just so wants to be with us in that moment, in my moment. So I just got to surrender that. We just get to surrender the moment to Him, right? I mean, I'm like, okay, Lord, we're not here to do it perfect. We're in the moment. Like, that's what matters to Him. So He can deal or breathe on us or, you know, or just be. And so I just was really, the light came on, kind of like, wow, your light is here, you know, in that stillness. That if you, did everybody feel like, and sense, and not feel, but you know, just like His hovering, like just. And I saw some thoughts in my head at different times, past or just whatever, present, just like different. And I saw the finger pointing, you know, or be careful that those thoughts can point fingers, you know, and what we do with that's important, even if we don't realize it. So I wanted to share all that, but also like how much it matters what we allow to settle in us, because a fleeting thought can take seed without us even knowing it. We think it passes by. The enemy's smart, you know, right? And then our own humanness, right? It's so important. And I just felt that place of just like that. It's almost weightless when you're just before the Lord and you're just like, huh, I got nothing, Lord. I don't have any answers. And I think and I feel and all this, and it's like here I was just like, you know, pulling some seeds out because I'm like, oh, I don't, whoa, or just shine your light. Don't let me assume. You know, your light is beautiful because He wants to draw us to Himself, you know, closer and closer without anything in the way. And allowing ourselves to just experience Him and allowing myself to just have Him meet me where I'm at in my day, and I don't have to have a fill in the blank, it's this kind of day, or I'm tired, or I got this, and I'm emotional, or I got this, or maybe I'm thinking that, or, you know, we have to make sense of it, right? But I just felt and just saw the Lord just meeting me and just hovering. and letting in his light. He wasn't even shining his light. He is the light. So it was like, you know, and I just, I don't think I really have a message, but he's the message, you know, just that we're here together with him and allowing him to just have his way without judging it. I'm real grateful. Real grateful right now. Anybody else? I'm at the end of my rope because that's all this cord got. I mean, literally.
I was hearing the word kingdom when you were just sharing. And so when we were being still and being quiet before the Lord, I was, you know, like you saw, you got all these thoughts and stuff. You're like, oh, man, I just want to be still and be quiet. And there are times, you know, when I'm in his lap or in his arms or in stuff. And then, but for some reason, I just wanted to give this word of the Lord hears. This is the word that I was hearing, that for all of us or for someone in particular, or yeah, for all of us, he hears our prayers. He hears your prayers. He is answering your prayers. Your prayers matter. They really move mountains. They really shift things. The Lord wants us to know. He wants y'all to know. He wants all of us to know. Those places that are rough, those things that are, when you're in places where you feel like there's just, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get through this. Am I ever going to be able to breakthrough? Am I ever going to, you know, those thoughts, those things that keep coming up, that's not him. That's the enemy, but that's also us. That's our flesh. But also through that is him. He's saying, yes, through me. Absolutely, you can. Absolutely, you will. He says, when he says that by a mustard seed of faith, we can move a mountain. That's really who he is. By his word, the heavens were created. Come on. We're in him and he's in us. There's power in our prayers. I just want you all to realize, like, I just had this. This is the one thing in my heart, is this understanding of even the slightest little prayer, those little prayers where you just don't even think that it's going to matter. Like, I literally I'm here to testify to something today that happened. And I thought it was kind of like, at first I thought I didn't really think or much of it when it happened, but then while I was back here with the Lord, he just reminded me of what just happened and how this little story here, this is our family room, by the way. Right now we're a family and we're in the family room. When you were talking, so I was going, this is our evening together. This is our evening to share our stories. This is our evening to be together as family. And that's what we're doing right now, is we're telling his story. As a family, we love each other. Because I was like thinking, I don't know if I want to take up everybody's time with this story or something. But I feel like, okay, no, the Lord's going, this is your family. This is what we're doing together tonight. You know, we're not watching TV. You know, we're not yelling and cheering for some baseball team or something. We're yelling and cheering on Yeshua, and we're here to glorify him. That's what we're doing right now. And so this is the story. You don't know this, honey, but earlier today, I was talking to Lon, who's my general manager of our construction company in California. Well, the largest job that we've ever had on a beautiful, humongous house is coming to a close. And today, when I'm talking to Lon, he goes, Adam, you won't believe this. He goes, Dennis is sitting in his truck, and he's not moving. I go, what do you mean? Well, that's our crew leader for the window. And he goes, we've only got 6 more windows to trim out of this house. And Lon says, this man is a professor at the University of Sacramento. And his specialty is in marketing. And he wants to take our company on as a opportunity for his students to look at how they can use it as a course thing to teach them how to market, and they're going to use our company and market for us. They're going to each student will put together something to market. So this is a big deal. Like all of a sudden, so there's more than just this house on the line, right? There's like, so Lon says to me, and our crew leader is not moving. He's in his truck. He's been there all morning. He's not even moving. And so the other guy that's working with him, he said, so Lon asked me, I said, Dennis, you know, what's going on? Or Victor, he asked Victor, what's going on with Dennis? He goes, well, his wife is leaving him. He can't move. He's stuck. He didn't sleep last night. So Lon, my general manager, he's feeling the weight of the world on him, right? On his shoulders. And he's saying, I don't know what to do. He's going, do you understand? Like, I mean, we're in the last literal day, like this day, they could wrap this thing up. This is a huge, you know, for us, it's a huge, huge job. And we're in the last hours. And this man is hurting. And he's devastated. And he needs sleep and everything. And Lon just talked to him really gently. And he said, you know what? Just rest. I was like, that's awesome. Just rest. So Lon was going, you know, Ed, what do you do? Like, what do I do right now? Like, I don't know what to do. You know, what do we do? And then he goes, and, you know, I don't know when he's going to. I go, you know what, Lon? Right now, I know what to do. And I just said, our Father, our Heavenly Father. And we just started praying. And we just started praying blessings over him. I prayed that the Lord would supernaturally send angels on assignment right now to this man, and that he would have a hope rise up within him that he hasn't been able to have. And that, because she had been telling him she's going to keep the kids and all that, and that hope would arise in him, that he would come up and he would rise up, and that he would complete what he'd done, and he'd run the race because he's a good man, and God, we just bless him. And so I started praying like this. We prayed a blessing over him. And I got done and came upstairs, went in the garage to do something. I'm talking to Lon still. And Lon goes, Ed. I go, what? He goes, I just got a text from Dennis. I said, what did it say? Thank you. Thank you, Lon. I was like, what? He goes, yeah. He just said, thank you, Lon. I'm back at it. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. I go, well, Lon, I go, that's amazing. He goes, I go, man, look at there. I go, that is our God. That is our God, that he does that because he loves us. And Lon goes, well, actually, it's okay. It happened 3 minutes ago that he sent me the text. I go, isn't that something? And he goes, just kidding, you know. He goes, that was right when we were praying, you know. He goes, it was actually your prayer came 3 minutes late because the text came 3 minutes ago, you know. And I was like, oh, you're a crack up, Lon. He goes, yeah, no. He goes, I'm just kidding. That was right on time. He goes, that was the Lord, you know. And so, you know, the reason I say that story is that these things that people's lives matter. I don't hardly know Dennis or Creeler. Doesn't matter. Our Father knows him. He knows his needs. He can teach us how to pray for one another. I don't know what to pray for this man, but I just prayed what the Lord had me to pray. And the Lord, it's not I, it's him. It's whatever he wants to do to move upon us, to pray for those that he puts on our heart at the moment he puts it on our heart. And then from there, it's up to him what he does with it. And we can release it, but trust him, just in faith. And actually, I will say this. that I knew, that I knew, that I knew. Sometimes when you pray, you know that you know that you know that you're praying the heart of the Father. Because as I was praying, now, Father, right now, Lord, reach him now. And I knew that that now had power, and I knew that it was his now, his timing, his now, his yes, rise up, his hope, rise up. Rise up in this right now, Father. Hope, rise up in him now, even as we speak on now. And the word now just kept coming. And I just was like, wow, Papa, you're so good to us. So as we were just being still, Lord was putting things in my heart. I was saying, Lord, right now, Lord, would you shift some things? And I don't know, I think Sue must have said something in one of those. Yeah, at the end, Sue, you were saying something about shifting, whatever needs something to be shifted. And I was asking the Lord in that place, yes, Lord, shift this and shift some things. And I believe that it's happening, and I believe it's happening even right now as we speak, that God is doing a good work and a beautiful thing to shift things in our lives. And he is a good, good Father. He has nothing but hope and love for each and every one of us. So I just wanted to give glory to Papa for answering even that prayer and so many more that I was literally thinking we could just sit here and talk about the goodness of God and the way that he did miracles after miracle after miracle this day, this week. What all has the Lord done? Oh my gosh, how he's moving mountains, how he's moving hearts, how he's healing bodies, how he's getting people from Idaho, how he's doing things from all over the place. He's moving all over the land, how he's getting things accomplished, how he does what he does, healing our bodies, healing our minds, healing our hearts, healing our ways, healing our thinking, healing what you said. It's like, oh Lord, or you said that I would not have an offense within me. That's a miracle, that I would not be offended by anybody. You know, I had a conversation with someone. They said, oh, you know, you're offended. I said, no, actually, I'm not offended. I'm sad, but I'm not offended. And you know what? Isn't that a blessing? It's a gift. That's a gift that we can grow in that area, that the Lord can take away spirit of offense. He can take it away right now. Whatever you want to give him, he can take it away right now. Do I want to give it to him? Whatever you want to give to him, he'll take it away right now. We just surrender it to him. I'm just so thankful for him being the good, good Father that hears us, and he loves to bless us in those ways of freedom and liberation from all sin and death and all bondage. I'm so grateful for him. He's a good, good Father. I'm grateful for this place. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, family, for being able to be here together and sharing. Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything? Just waving, Juliana. Hi, Juliana. Juliana thought maybe that the Lord had something for her to share or something. I just was waving, actually. Just saying hi. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Yahweh. He's good. Beautiful, beautiful family. Oh, thank you, Yahweh. Look at all the beautiful, beautiful people. Beautiful hearts. Thank you, Lord. Every one of us, beautiful, beautiful dear. Mm-hmm. John, you're beautiful. Al, you're beautiful. Hi, beautiful Greg, Speaker of the House. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Huh? Speaker of the House back there, the beautiful Greg. Wow. So rich. So rich. I was sharing with one of the guys, Rhonda, this week about how Suzanne and I, we would pay $600-$900 for 3 days to sit in a conference of a 3 day conference of someone we didn't know really not much about, but we heard about, but there's this person that can speak to you and wow, what you pour out, what you pour in, what you've sown freely, freely the Lord has given to you, and freely you've poured it out in abundance. Thank you. We bless you. We praise Yahweh for your life and for all the gifts and blessings that are inside of you that have been spewed all over us. We have been just able to receive it. It's just like, oh my goodness. Oh, we can't even begin to fathom how blessed are we. How blessed are we? Come on, like how blessed are we, right? How can any one of us, like seriously, like how can we possibly have imagined that we would sit under the feet of this beautiful pastor and her husband? They're beautiful, and that we could actually be able to be right here getting other things. Suzanne comes home, Johnny comes home, they're just glowing, they're so excited to share, and I know that it's so rich. And Suzanne said to me, she goes, "Hey, this is the third time, and actually I've gotten more out of it this time. I'm just getting, it's like it's just growing more and more. She's just getting more and more out of it." And so just the fruit is just beautiful, and Yahweh is doing what he's just doing. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Just having such a great time. Even just seeing the bodies of what the Lord is bringing in here and stuff, and just working with each person and the just little bit that I'm getting to know every person. It's such a, wow, we're all rich, and we're getting just richer by the day. Glory to glory. Yeah. The Lord has literally taken us from glory to glory. And Danny's walking more laps around around the house. Huh? I mean, this is awesome. This is beautiful. I just saw him out there trucking around the other day. I was like, wow. Pretty cool. I didn't realize. I thought when you said around the house, I thought you meant like around inside, like around in the house. But no, like he's going laps. Dude's running laps around the house, you know, stuff like that. Yep. Here you go, baby.
So these two are inspiring me. This conference has been amazing. This is, like he said, the third time around. And, you know, Yahweh, he never stops. But I want to share, and most of you know this, but the guests, if you don't know, we have a saying here, so, so true. If you don't quit, you win. And life is about working hard. It's about working hard with the Lord. Because if you don't quit, you're going to win. And I'm blown away this last 2 weeks of the deeper healing I've had. Like, you know, I've been a part of this farm since before it was established, and that means healing, transformation. And it just, he doesn't stop, but it just gets better and better. And if you don't quit, you win. And he's so worth it. Thank you for his presence tonight. That was so refreshing. You can work hard and then just rest in him. But I think my encouragement is just, if you don't quit, you win. I mean, Ed and I have come a long way. People might look at us and think we have this amazing marriage. We do. But we worked hard. He worked hard. I worked hard. Separately, together. It's hard work to get transformed. And, you know, one of the things that stuck me that Rhonda said this week is you can choose joy or you can choose fear. It's that simple, but it's a choice. And fear keeps you stuck in all kinds of sins and stuckness. But joy is when you choose the Lord, because he really is our strength. The joy of the Lord really is our strength. There is no joy without him. Have you noticed that? No joy, but when you have him, that joy is amazing. But it's a choice. And I've been working harder on making choices, because I know I have more choices. I don't have to surrender to these thoughts or whatever, the lies I believe my entire life. So anyway, if you don't quit, you win. Yahweh's great. I just want to give him all the praise and glory. And we're going to be working till he returns, but we're going to get more and more transformed. So when we're with him, we'll be complete in what he's planned for us. If we don't stop, we'll just keep going. So I just want to encourage everybody to keep working hard and praise the Lord for this conference. And thank you, Sue, that worship was sweet. sweet and refreshing. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Anybody else? What is that, they say? Miracle. Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember the story?
Well, there's a whole entire story. All I remember is that Rhonda got healed of polio as a child. I mean, and then later, this pastor prayed over her and her feet got adjusted to be even, what do you call it, balanced? Her legs. But she always had a toe sticking up. She found it like this? But is this the right story? After you got healed of your legs getting straightened out, becoming even, you went home and your sister noticed, Rhonda, your toe's not up anymore. Yeah, she screamed. First, how old were you when that happened? So if you don't quit, you win. I can't believe she found that. I thought maybe someone carved it for you. That is hilarious. It's a great testimony. As I would. Oh, man, the miracles. We're a miracle. Ed and I are a miracle. Thank you, Lord. Everybody here is a miracle.
When you were talking, just reminded me of something, because fear or faith, joy, so like the difference between being in joy, the shalom, or being in fear and the fighting, okay? I had this vision of when we were today, we did tags for the bulls in their ears. You know, we did the cows yesterday, and we did the bulls, and man, one of our cows yesterday just freaked out, and then just was like flipping out and everything, fighting everything, and it was like, and then it finally just, we were watching, trying to get her to calm down, and she would not calm down, and we were just trying to like pray over and everything, you know, like say it, do anything, try everything. We're like, oh my gosh, there's no way we're going to get the tag out or the tag in, and all of a sudden this thing just laid down, and it went, and Johnny goes, did you hear that? It let out the ghost, gave up the ghost, and its eyeball rolled back, and it went, and it laid there, and I was like, oh my gosh, put his head down, totally laid straight down after just fighting and freaking out, and it was that place of like fear versus shalom. It was like it just finally just stopped fighting, and it was just, you know, neck in here and freaking out inside the squeeze gate. And then finally when it just gave it up and it surrendered, I was like, oh, clip, put him in. And we could barely, you know, we were like, okay, then we release it. And she stood up and we could spray her down, get the flies off her and do what we needed to do and take care of her. And then she went back out in the pasture. And I thought that kind of when you were just talking, because how many times are we doing that in our life? We're fighting. Yeah, we're in that fight mode and fear mode, and it's all fear-based. Like, why do we fight? Because we have fear. We don't have faith. It's like, I don't have to have whatever. I just need to have shalom. Then we don't have to, you know, whatever, defend or, you know, all that stuff that comes that makes things much more difficult. It's just like, oh, if I could remember that just so... It's okay. You know, it's okay. I don't have to have it all together. I can be whatever. I can fall short. I can, and then just fall down. Fall short and fall down and be okay, you know. So, I don't know, just a little picture I had. Praise Yahweh. All right, well, anybody else have anything? Oh, beautiful. Yay, Nancy. And this is what we call doing. We're doing farmily. Farmily.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I like that. I just want to thank you, Sue, for leading us into worship and into the presence of the Lord. We all knew you had a gift of piano playing and leading us in worship in the fields, but it was really sweet and needed to help us come into the presence of the Lord, give him honor and praise for all that he's done. And then, you know, I think many people are musicians. I'm not, but many people are, but there's few that can lead worship to the point where we are ushered into the presence of the Lord. And I want you to know that is a high and holy calling. And last week, or early in your stay here, you expressed regrets over choices you've made or things you felt you weren't doing right. I don't even know any details, but I just thought, wow, what a high and holy place God has you in your identity to bring you into this place and to help us come to the place, and more profoundly to be quiet before him. And you led us into that and helped us stay there. So thank you for that.
Didn't wrap myself. I've been thinking of this verse off and on today, and it's not one of those real good feeling verses, but it's one of those that grabbed me a number of years ago and plastered me against the wall, and it's doing it again. When Ed shared the testimony of what the Lord did and all the ways he hears our prayers and comes through, and made me think of a time I had fibromyalgia for 2 years, and it's terrible. And after 2 years, the Lord miraculously healed me. And Mike had me get up and share that Sunday the testimony, and at the first service I got up and shared and praised the Lord, and everybody clapped and celebrated, and then he wanted me to share at the second service, so I did, I was going to, and during the praise and worship of the second service, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, you know, you misrepresented me. I said, okay, how did I misrepresent you? And he said, after you shared that I healed you, you said, isn't God good? He said, what about all those people sitting out there that I haven't healed? Am I not good to them? So I got up and repented at the second service and shared correctly. And you know, I got a son-in-law that's in really bad shape. Tons of people praying for him. And he texted me today saying, I don't understand. I think there's a place in our relationship with the Lord where we have to come to that place where we're able to stand and say that he's good. Even when the outcome's not good, or you don't know what the outcome's gonna be. Whether he heals you or not. So this is the passage that I've been hanging on to. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk is a prophet, and he knows that Yahweh is about to come and judge his nation because of their sins. And in verse 16, he says, I heard, and my inward parts trembled. At the sound, my lips quivered. Decay enters my bones, and in my place I tremble, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress. I must wait for the people to arise who will invade us. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet, and he makes me walk on my high places. That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
just want to lift up Dan right now. I just have a sense to just lift him up to you, Father. Though our flocks are cut off, there's no cattle in the stalls. We exalt your name. You are perfect in all of your ways. Well, we lift him up and his family to you, and our pastors, and all those that are affected by his battle. And what's on my heart is that you would send him encouragement. You're a God of encouragement, of hope and truth, or shalom. You know what's needed, Father. And as you hear our thoughts as prayers, and you hear every prayer before it's prayed, you love partnership. And I with this body right here, just partnering with you for your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For you to continue to carry and you know, Father, we don't. But we can offer up our prayer. You have our thoughts and hearts for all those that are in need and those hurting. And even those in this room right now, on this farm, and all of our guests. And those that are on the hearts of those here and family that need your presence to bring whatever they need. We'll just lift them up to you right now, too. That your presence would fill Dan's house. At a greater measure, your presence would continue to fill others' hearts and homes and cars and places that they walk and need, bringing your light to the darkness, your light to the pain, your comfort, you, Holy Spirit. You are sent to be our helper and our comforter, to lead and guide us, the Spirit of the Lord. There's power in your name. Meet us. Continue to meet us, even after we walk out of this room tonight. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to continue to pour out your presence. Move through us as your vessels, and while we sleep, when we're awake, our every thought just to consume us. And I thank you for being with Danny as he's doing his laps and just working in each person's lives here. Each person in the places of the quietness of their spirit and soul and mind and emotions that only you know what they're going through and the details of that journey. So grateful, and we thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you that you're a God who's on the move. You never stop, never stop working. Even when we don't see it, you're working. Even when we don't. You're working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, the light in the darkness, Yahweh, that is who you are. That is who he is. Whew.
You're God of breakthrough.
So glad I came tonight. I was feeling a little out of sorts before, and just this and that, and tired, and crying. And I had this thought just now, I gotta be careful. How important it is to be careful not to follow our soul, follow the Spirit in the Lord. You never know what's right around the corner. What he has in the next moment, or doesn't have, but what do we know? Where's that t-shirt? I don't know what I don't know, so I'll stop acting like I do. Yeah.
I just want to say the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.